The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with community comment. Besides being a meteorologist, I'm also a civil engineer with a specialty in coastal and river engineering. So I feel like I'm in a pretty good position to describe one of our region's most complicated hazards, which is coastal flooding that's caused by an intersection of forces in the ocean, the atmosphere, and rivers. But just the same, this is a tricky topic to explain over the radio, so I'll break it down and cover the ocean and atmosphere this time, and then the impact of rivers next time. A major contributor of coastal flooding is simply the tides that result from the gravitational interaction of the moon, earth, and sun. As the moon rotates around the earth, and the earth and moon rotate around the sun, there are times when the sun, earth, and moon are in a straight line so that the sun and the moon work together to create a high tide. This happens about twice a month and results in our bigger high tides. Other times, the sun is pulling in one direction and the moon is pulling at a 90 degree angle from the sun, so their impact on the Earth's oceans do not double up. That produces our lower high tides. The cycle of really big high tides and not so big high tides happens throughout the year. At the same time, however, it turns out that the Earth and Moon are closest to the Sun in winter, thereby causing the Sun to have the strongest gravitational impact on our oceans during the winter. So, when the Sun, Moon, and Earth line up in a straight line during the winter, we have our biggest of big tides, which you hear referred to as king tides. Around Humboldt Bay, we get coastal flooding in certain areas like King Salmon and the Arcata Bottoms from just the king tides with no other influence. But it just so happens that we also get our storms in the winter because the northern half of Earth is tipped away from the sun at this point in our trip around the sun, and our winter storms give us southwesterly winds that pile up the ocean on our coast. This is called storm surge. When we get several strong storms back to back, the cumulative impact can cause the ocean to be as much as 2 feet higher than normal for several days over a large section of the coast. When that happens to occur at the same time that the Earth, Moon, and Sun are in a line, then we can get significant coastal flooding. Fortunately, for most years, these things don't all align at the exact same time. So to summarize, we get our biggest tides in the winter when the Earth is closest to the Sun, and we also get storm surge in the winter when the northern hemisphere is tipped away from the sun. When these things happen at the same time as a chance alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun, then we get major coastal flooding. Next week, I'll talk about how river flooding adds to this mix. This has been Troy Nicolini with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.